Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst with the latest galactic news every week. And my guest today is Pablo Olivares. And Pablo Olivares is a recognized because of his crop circle research and his interpretations. Since he was young, a strong energy source has embraced him to research spiritual connections. In 1997, he survived a life-threatening tropical sickness, which he enabled him to connect with deep spiritual dimensions. On February 26, 1998, Pablo and his two sons were viewing a total solar eclipse in his home country of Venezuela, with over 10,000 people. On this same day, Pablo witnessed his first UFO sighting. While everyone was watching the astronomical phenomena, Pablo turned to the opposite direction of the eclipse, where he then saw a UFO hovering like it was also watching the magnificent spectacle. Even though the UFO hovered for just a few seconds, he felt that something important was going to occur in the near future. In 2008, while he was working on understanding the connection in between the Chinese total eclipse of August 1st and the crop circles, when he experienced his first extrasensory perception connection. Shortly after finishing work, he had a vision of an asteroid moving in space. He was not sure at the moment what the meaning was until a few years later when he discovered the meaning wormwood. It was in 2009 when he had his most important ESP connection. He acquired the energy to understand the crop circle's messages. The Earth's protective shield, the return of Nibiru to the solar system, and the new shape of the solar system were the main interpretations of 2009. In 2010, there were other interpretations. The opening of the vortex, the solar system ascension, and the path of the migration. It was in 2010 that the formation of July 5th, 2009 was finally interpreted. Silbury Hill, Pyramid, and the Vortex. Silbury Hill is in England, in Wiltshire. I've been there too. 2011 was an exceptional year. For the first time, the crop circle season began in March out of Europe, Mexico, and Indonesia. These crop circles confirm a vision that one of Pablo's channels had of two objects arriving on Earth on May 29th. On June 20th, a formation appeared in Porino, Italy, with the calendar marking the date of December 21st, 2011, and the name of Ea Enki. December 21st was the most important day in Pablo's spiritual advance, an iteration that son of God became a man. 2012 and 2013 had been the years for the confirmation of the arrival of Nibiru and the fulfillment of the prophecy of the 3 days of darkness. It was in 2012 that South Korea's formation of June 12, 2008 was finally interpreted. The orbit of Nibiru and the 3 days of darkness. Inspired by the work of Nikola Tesla and Ed Lienzlakin during the last 2 years, Pablo has been working with the idea of free energy. Based on information available to him through crop circles and through channels, the development of pyramid energy and the building of human devices are his goals. So Pablo, this was a very interesting introduction, and I'm sure we have a lot to cover on this show. So I want to welcome you very much, and I'm very appreciated to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Martin, and I really appreciate that you invite me to be today in your show.
Yes, because, you know, I saw last week, to start by the hot news immediately, the breaking news is that there was a crop circle in Italy, the Grey Horse, and you saw a light of a pyramid shining on your wall, and you made a YouTube video from it, and I saw that video. And then I added you, because I saw the information, I added you to Facebook, and because I thought this guy has to tell something very interesting to the listeners, and I'm very glad to have you here.
Well, thank you very much, Martin. And, this formation in Italy, the Cavallo Grigio, the Grey Horse, is probably the most important formation of 2013. Mm-hmm. And and if you have noticed, this year there's been low numbers of formation in England, where usually by daytime, this time of the year, there are like 20 or 30. There's mm-hmm. been only like 10. Yes. And most of them are really not so credible. Mm-hmm. And in Italy, on the other hand, Italy has had about 10 formations too, and those are a very important one.
Yes. I don't understand why, you know, for many years, England, Wiltshire, has been the hotspot for crop circles. Last year already declined a bit, but this year it's really, I don't know what's going on. But I want to go to England in August to see it for myself. I've been there before because I'm in the Netherlands, not so far from England. But I don't understand what's going on. But can you tell me?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of theories, and some of the time those theory comes on my mind because the idea is put by them, by the crop circle makers, and that's the way I like to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, as I said in my first video this year of a crop circle, there's not too much to say. Last year, the message was very important, was about the return of Nibiru to the solar system. And this year, the most important in Italy, the first three, was in the same idea, the return of Nibiru to the solar system.
Yes.
Then this one, Cavallo Grigio, appeared, and that's probably one of the most important. And in the other hands, I think that the crop circle maker are taking care something very important. And that's England is one of the places in the world where they used to be more than 5,000 years ago. And they left for future generation the information of what is going to happen in the near future. Mm-hmm. They knew what's going to happen with Nibiru this time, and they left all this type of information that we call ancient monuments, like Stonehenge, like Silver Hill, and many other stone crop circles. And what happened is that, like, if you see one of the most important one, every stone circle was like the main place for the communication, and it's about 85% destroyed. During 5,000 years, most of the stones were removed, and this stone circle is so big that there is a town inside the stone circle. And if we go to Silver Hill Pyramid, that's probably one of the most important places. During 5,000 years was used by different civilization like the Romans and the Greeks. And finally, in the 1800s, they were trying to find a treasure inside the pyramid, and they almost destroyed
it. Yes.
And, that's something important because I think like those places that we call sacred are very important for our ascension that's going to be very near. And they're almost destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So something needs to happen. Are they going to intervene, do you think, the ETs, to help us?
Well, your first question was about the Cavallo Grigio formation in Italy.
Yeah.
And
that
formation, Cavallo Grigio, is information about them arriving on Earth during the period of July 4th this year and July the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Big ships, they are already here, and one of them is already located on top of the Silver Hill Pyramid.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you have seen 2 days ago the video of the lights going toward Silver Hill.
Yes. There's also a crop circle very close to Silbury Hill in Avebury. It's Silbury Hill. There's a crop circle in Silbury Hill. It looks like a sailing boat. It looks like a spaceship.
Yes, those crop circles are man-made, okay? And let me tell you, I'm not in the run of saying which one are man-made and which one are original. Because many of those man-made crop circles are made because of them intervention. people think that they are doing these designs and the designs are going to be like funny. And what they really are doing is putting them idea, the crop circle makers on the hand and doing this design. So those two are man-made, but those are part of the main messages of them arriving here on Earth.
Yes. And there is already a ship, you say, invisible, cloaked, on top of Silbury Hill.
Yes. Well, we saw 2 days ago, just like dots of lights or little balls. Those are energy fields that are surrounded the ship. And I'm not sure exactly where the other fives are going to be located. And probably during the next days, I'm going to receive that information. But I assume that those chips are located in very strategic position determined by the Silbury Hill activity.
Yes. Yeah, Silbury Hill is a pyramid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Silbury Hill is a pyramid. And Silbury Hill is, if we could say, it's a high-tech pyramid. Many people are looking at the Egypt pyramid, Giza plateau, and they say, well, but the pyramids are what they are in Egypt. But this one, Silbury Hill, is made exactly by the same material of the Egypt. And that materials combine to be special conductive to generate energy. Mm-hmm. And it's not right now that this ship's been there, but by many years, many people have taken pictures and video of orbs around Silbury Hill because that pyramid is active, is still active.
Wow. So can you, the Cavallo Grigio, can you explain between the dates of the 4th of July and the 22nd of July, the six ships are going to land, are going to become visible. How did you decode this it's an eight-pointed star, this crop circle in Italy. Can you describe how did you derive this information?
Sure. Italy, it's been during the last 4 years a place where they are being doing formation of calendars. So the calendars were always pointing to a specific date. And what I found out in my study of the crop circle is that they try to communicate to us their dates based on a lunar calendar, moon calendar. Mm-hmm. We measure our dates based on the Gregorian calendar, and that's something that was made more than 500 years ago just for the convenience of the human beings. Yes. But when you are outside Earth, you have to try to measure times in a different different way. And the best way that they found is measuring the time that the moon was on its path in front of Earth. So all the calendars in Italy are based on moon calendars. So the first thing, I have many contacts in Italy, and one of them who live only 100 kilometers far from this formation, the very next day he sent me pictures and a drawing, and he told me, Pablo, I'm sure that this is a calendar. And I think this is July by the position of some of the drawings. So I began to study these drawings. And the first thing that was in my mind was the moon calendar between July and August. And I went straight to measure how many days was the moon calendar during this month. And I ended in 32 days. And it's not the usual that the moon calendar has 32 days. Usually it's 30 and 31 days. Mm-hmm. And the difference was that in July, there was what we call the supermoon. Okay, and the supermoon was a phenomenon where the moon was in its nearest position to the Earth. And really, it was 2 days of full moon. Then I took the numbers from the first day of a full moon in July to the first day of the full moon in August, and that was 32 days. Then I went to the formation, and the formation is divided in 8 spaces, each one divided in 4 more. So 4 times 8 was 32. Then I said, well, that's not a mistake. This is a moon calendar, 32 days. So beginning on the first day of the moon calendar, I went straight to July 4th. And there is a mark in the crop circle of the first 2 triangles or pyramid forms in July 4th. And there is one more in the between the July 21st and 22nd. And I'm really accustomed to that type of information, and I confirm with my friends over there in Italy. And for us, that's a calendar marking the arriving of 6 ships, and the number of 6 is because in one of the corners there are 6 triangles or 6 pyramids, and that's the meaning. 6 ships are going to be arriving on Earth between the July 4th and July 22nd.
Wow, that's wonderful. So it can happen any day.
Yeah, and the other important thing is that some of this formation, they send me the information through extrasensory perception, and I have this like projection of events in my eyes. And about July the 1st, July the 2nd, I had this vision where this triangle or pyramid shaped ship was moving toward the sun, and that was the reason we are not seeing them, because they are coming. They are brilliant ships of energy, and they came in front of the sun, and we cannot see them. It's exactly the same what happened with the Russia meteorite in February 15.
Yes.
Nobody knew about this meteor because the meteor was coming in front of the sun, and it just appeared in the moment that was entering the atmosphere.
Yes, I understand.
And there's a couple of things important in crop circle, because every year there is this type of connection between the people if crop circles are true or they are hoaxes. And I have another experience last year with 2012 crop circles. And it's about the Russian meteorite. There were 2 formations in August in England that my interpretation was that there was going to be an object entering on the atmosphere, and that object was going to be interfered by a light of beam that was coming out of Silver Hill, and that was what happened with the Russia meteor. There are videos made by specialized people where they show that the meteor was intercepted just right before entering in a position in the atmosphere where it was really harmed to the Earth. And but that crop circle on August 2012 was not referring to that meteorite. There's going to be another one bigger than that one, and that meteorite is going to be interfered too by the light beam that's going to be sent by Silver Hill.
That's very interesting. It's very interesting what you're saying. And are you planning to go to England this summer to see the crop circles?
Well, let me tell you, the last time that I was in England was about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And since the moment that I had the extrasensory perception about how to understand the crop circles, I really don't need to be on the fields and look the formations. Mm-hmm. Usually, it just take me a few minutes to understand if the formation is part of the messages or not. It doesn't matter if it is man-made or external origin, but I can tell, oh yeah, this one is part of the information, and then I begin to understand. But it takes time. It takes time, and that's what happened to me with the crop circle formation of 2008 in South Korea. That was, by the way, that crop circle, that formation appeared in South Korea in June 12th, my birthday. And that was a formation that most of the interpretation was about the movement of the moon and the sun in what they call the analemma. And I really wasn't encompassed with that information. It took me 4 years to really understand the meaning of that formation. And when finally I understood it, it was the path of Nibiru and the orbit around the sun. And an important detail is the moment of the 3 days of darkness. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time, the very first time that I looked in a formation, something related with the 3 days of darkness.
Yes.
Have you ever heard about this prophecy of the 3 days of darkness?
Yes, it's a Hopi prophecy. I heard about it. And the Hopis didn't say when it will happen, but I understand that the arrival of Nibiru coincides with the 3 days of darkness.
Yeah, the thing is, I've been in two total solar eclipses. First one that in Venezuela, and that's one of the most amazing gifts that nature can give to the humankind. I mean, there are no words to describe this thing. I mean, you have to imagine you have just the sun in front of you, and suddenly the sun is totally covered, and you have 80% of darkness in daytime. Mm-hmm. And when I saw this formation of South Korea, then I went to imagine what happened if there is a body 3 or 4 times bigger than the moon covering the sun.
Mm-hmm.
A total solar eclipse doesn't take more than 3 minutes. But if you have a body 3-4 times bigger than the moon, probably this event could take several days.
Yes. And
that was the first time that I thought, I think that what they are trying to say here is that there is a connection between the 3 days of darkness and the arrival of Nibiru.
Yes, I understand now. Yes. Hey, and Pablo, have you heard about the people that see 2 sunsets or 2 sunrises? Is that Nibiru?
No, that's not Nibiru. I've seen that too. And in the crop circles of 2009, there is the information of what is that. What they are calling the 2 sun really is a second planet. Is a second artificial planet that's located in strategic position, and that's going to be our ship when we are ready to move to our next position, to our new home. And this kind of big ship or planet is going to be something like the Noah's Ark, but not only for human beings, but for all the beings that live in the solar system. And remember that there's one thing is that we are beings of energy. Okay, we are here living in this body that has very low way to survive outside the earth, outside this environment. And our spirit is our energy that's gonna go away to our new home. So when we move to that big chip, big planet that's waiting for us, many of us, those that hasn't opened the consciousness about the mankind ascension, they're going to be like little babies born. Imagine when a little baby is born here on Earth, the doctors, they have to hit him so he can realize that he is in a different world. And it takes to them several years to learn how to survive. And it's going to be the same that's going to happen to us. We're going to be moving to a new dimension where we don't know absolutely nothing. We don't know nothing how to move. If we're going to breathe or we're going to eat or how to survive there. So we're going to have, each of one of us is going to have a, like in a guardian angel that's going to take us to that big ship. And then that's this that I'm telling you is all in the crop circle. And we are going to go to what they call the Orion Nebula, the M42. That's the place where it's going to be our new home.
Wow, that's very interesting. And did you channel this information yourself?
Well, most of the information I channeled because of this energy that I got about the crop circle. But I have people who's been working with me that they are channeling to. And I have my friend of this girl, she's from Russia. And she is very good channeling, and she get the information, and she give me the information. Most of the time, the information is for me, and she does drawings and they've been here since in the last 4 years several times, and yes. In 2010, in July 1st, 2010. She sent me an email and she said, Pablo, there's going to be two meteorites entering the atmosphere in May 29, 2011. And I said, well, there's no way that we can confirm what has happened, just waiting until May 29th. And what's happened is that in 2011, the crop circle begin in March in Mexico and Indonesia. And those formations in Mexico and Indonesia were related of these two objects approaching the Earth. And the thing happened, and in Indonesia there were three formations, and then it begins to appear formation in England, all related with the two objects, and that happened. And in May 29th at 9 p.m. Standard Time, one green fireball entered in the United States, and the second one entered in the very next day at the beginning of the May 30th was the second one. Those two fireballs, green fireballs entering, and they flew across of half of Canada and the United States.
I remember. Yes.
Yeah, and we were, why was the reason that my friend, my channeling, she received this information 1 year before? And then in 2008, there was this calendar in Pirino, Italy, marking the December 21st, 2011. And there's always a relation between one event and the other. And I told my friend, well, there's a relation between the two fireballs entering on Earth and this day, December 21st, 2011. Mm-hmm. What happened, this was a real amazing. On December 21st, 2011, exactly at 3 a.m., I have a visit in my room, in my house, and there was an annunciation. The annunciation was in Spanish. What I heard was, El Hijo de Dios se ha hecho hombre. That means in English, the Son of God has become man.
Mm.
And that was around 3 in the morning, I remember, because I have the clock near me. And at the end of that day, December the 21st, around 11:30 or midnight, I had a second visitation in my room. I wasn't asleep, and I know when these visitations occur. And I heard someone in Spanish telling me about December 21st, 2014. So there's a connection between what happened in 2010 and her vision, then the two objects arriving on Earth, and then something happening in 25 December 2014. So they, since that day, I'm pretty sure that they are here, and every day, if you had an account and you watch it, there's been more than 52 sighting of green fireballs in that day, in May 29, and I have a witnesses of one of these fireballs. These fireballs occur in October the 6th, 2011, and this fireball went across 7 states in the United States and finally landed in Georgia in a little town named Kennesaw. And I have this lady that she witnesses when this fireball landed. And that was amazing. I don't know if I have my time. If you give me 2 minutes to read what she wrote me, because
yes, sure, we have time until 5 minutes before the hour.
Okay, then I'm gonna read you what she wrote me about that.
Okay.
Okay. We were in a very busy area in town with traffic and shops. It was dark, around 9 p.m. We were in our car waiting on a traffic light when it came across the sky horizontally and disappeared into the trees across the street behind the Home Depot store. I was amazed and couldn't believe people weren't stopping to get out of their cars. It was like no one else saw it, so we tried to follow. I never expected to find anything and was just trying to be adventurous with the kid because she was in the car with her two kids. But we drove down a road behind the Home Depot that has many neighborhoods, and the street was dark and quiet. That's when we saw the orbs. There is a graveyard. You can make this stuff up. There were lots of them, and they were bright and big, hovering near the ground, giving off a lot of light, orange, green, and yellow light. They were round as the size of beach balls. There are no lights on the neighborhoods or in the roads, no other source of light near that spot. It is directly behind the Home Depot where the green file had disappeared. I got scared and drove away very fast. No photos or video. I wish so badly I had stopped, but I was so freaked out. We went back the next day and nothing in the graveyard was disturbed. We walked all around. It felt very strange, so we left. One other person I know said that they saw the green light in the sky. My friend was driving a few miles away in Kennesaw and saw the ball flying over her in front of a car. I called the police, and they called the local airport, and no reports of anything. No one else called, and I'm sure no one else followed it. I wish I knew what it was. I will never forget it. So this description that she made told me that these green fireballs are ships, like some type of energy ships, that they are coming to Earth, and they are preparing the time for our ascension.
Yes, interesting. So these balls of light, these green balls of light, are also transmitting energy.
Yeah, those balls of light transmit energy. I have seen it here where I live, because I've seen those green fireballs a couple of times. And I have a video in my YouTube channel where I posted, and you see the ball of lights on the ground, and some at a high altitude, and you see the circles on the ground. I think that what they are doing is just like recharging them energy. And when they are very near the ground, the grass and all the crops are affected. And they discovered that many years ago, and then they use that effect on the grass and on the crops to send the messages.
Very interesting. Pablo, how can people reach you? If they're interested in your work or they want to become friends with you, how can they reach you?
Yeah, I have my Facebook, and the name is Crop Circle Decoded, all as one word. And my YouTube channel, where I post all my information video in YouTube, is the name is 2012 the date. IS 2012 the date.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I'm subscribed to you. And by the way, for the listeners, if you are interested in hearing back some of my interviews, some are on YouTube. And my channel is called Lumixel. Lumixa, and my interviews are also stored in the archive of BBS Radio. So if you go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, there is a section where you can go to program archives. It's in blue and white, and there you can download many of my interviews.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you very much. I've been through a couple of them, and I found that we are connected in the information that we are receiving and what they say, you know? And it's very important to understand that we human beings this is not our place. We are here just for a short time. And we're going to be moving very soon to a safer place. And we have to be aware that what is going to happen to this world is not a bad thing. It's going to be a very good thing. Yes. The next dimension where we're going to be moved is something much better. And we don't have time and space like we have in this third dimension. And that's part of our ascension. And that's going to be very near, very near. I don't think that's going to be that far away.
No, it's a very promising future we have. It's very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And well, let me tell you another thing related with the ascension of man is mm-hmm. that I am a very let's say not religious, but I have a deep contact with spiritual sources.
Yes,
and,
me.
And my most important channel is Jesus Christ. And it's not that I was raised in a Catholic family, and for many years I was just, you know, just looking at it and that's it. But lately, with this connection with crop circles and the ascension of consciousness, I found that the message of Jesus Christ as a teacher for us is very important in the comprehension of what is going to happen in our ascension.
Yes.
I consider him taking his words one by one. He was an extraterrestrial being that came here, sent by our fathers, our creator fathers, to give us this information to be prepared and to have the faith that what is coming is going to be much better than we have right now.
Yes. Yes. It's beyond our wildest dreams. It's very beautiful. But Pablo, when I look at your picture and I look in your eyes on Skype, I see a very strong and old spirit.
Well, my life is, as I just told you, my life is signed by Jesus Christ. I firmly believe 100% that we all human beings, we have a purpose in this planet. And the great God, our Father, was the one who sent us to learn and to have this purpose fulfilled. And yeah, my life in the last 10 years has changed 100%. I did a 360 turn, and I'm very happy that happened. And I don't want to hide to nobody that I really am very happy for what our Lord is preparing for us. And I'm very, very happy too that I'm one of the person who has been chosen to transmit this this information, and
yes.
I have friends and that really they already right now they are believing in Jesus Christ, following the instructions of His words. And when you live thinking that you have a purpose in your life, that's very comforting. I really like it. My sons, they live exactly like me, and they are channeling right now. They learn how to channel too, and we are receiving this information all the time.
Yes. My friend, I want to tell you that I have a Spanish song from Teze. It's called El ama cuando el amor ni cansa ni se cansa. And that's a quote of Jesus.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yes. I just want to play a little part of it. I'm not sure if I have the right one, but it will come. Here it comes.
Sure, go ahead.
No, that's not the one. Yep, that's the one.
Thank you.
Amen to that, Pablo.
Oh, a very beautiful song, and the letter that was true. Love is the most stronger energy in the universe.
Yes, I know that, and you are so right. That's Pablo, you are, I felt your energy. I felt we had a connection when I was playing the song. I felt it very strong.
Well, I have online right now two of my channeling. One of them, she lives in France, in Paris. And she's one of these person that can feel the energy surrounding everywhere. And she's been one of my supporters during this year. And her name is Miranda. And I really want to thank you her for this support. And I want to thank my other Russian friend, Lena. And both of them has been for me my support for years. And I know that what the job they're doing is very important for humanity.
Yes. Well, so are you doing the work you are doing, Pablo, and all the light workers around the world. We are all going to experience this beautiful ascension. I want to thank you very much for being on the show, and I want to wish you all the best, and maybe there's another opportunity when there comes a new crop circle that you can tell more about it on the radio.
Sure, Martin, and I want to bless all the people that are listening to this message today. I'm sure that the seed of the truth of our ascension is in them. And just continue to be nice and loving one each other, because that's the simplest key to help our ascension. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you very much, Pablo, and namaste. Bye-bye, my friends, and until next week.